There is a shortfall in the Viking Stadium finance, and we've heard the news, quite a bit of it, actually. Everyone heard it because of the ETABs allegedly not generating enough revenue. We want John Weaver, the CEO of Express Games, to join us here for a few minutes on CC on this stormy day. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
Well, just first of all, for folks who they hear ETAB, what is an ETAB? What is it?
We prefer to refer to it as a form of electronic gambling that's available at local bars and places that have liquor licenses.
Well, speaking
of a new form of electronic gambling.
But speaking, John, of availability, is it available at many places?
Well, the rollout has been pretty slow, and I don't think anyone could have really anticipated that the operators of the systems would have been as reluctant as they are to adopt it. Usually bars are early adopters of new entertainment technology. That hasn't happened in this case. And frankly, it's fairly rare in the gambling industry for a program like this to be enacted by the state and then have the folks who benefit by it basically say, you know, we're not interested. That doesn't happen very often. It's happened here, and I don't think anyone could have predicted that.
Yeah, what did I read? It was supposed to be $34 million by the end of this year. How much will it be right now at the current rate?
You know, the numbers that I've read are about $1.8 to $2 million. However, if you took a look at what our March numbers were, just ourselves, and if you extrapolated that out to 2,500 bars in the state would be earning about $30 million annually, you know, if you looked at our sales. So I don't think that we're that far off, and I think it's reasonable to expect that this program, you know, if it's implemented, can generate a significant amount of the money that the state's looking for. And remember, the money that the state allocates for the stadium is all charitable gambling, lawful gambling receipts. So it's not just electronics, but it's any growth in lawful gambling, be it bingo, paper pull tabs, or electronic gaming.
Off of electronic gaming here, how much of this goes to the funding the stadium? Is that 100% of that money?
Well, actually, above and beyond a certain amount, all forms of lawful gaming contribute to the stadium. So it's all kind of it's not segregated; it's put into a common pot.
John, and how much time do you give it though before the state tries something new? Do you suppose?
Well, we've been in ourselves. You know, speaking for ourselves, we've been in this about 6 or 7 months, and we're seeing significant growth in our per device month over month numbers. So, you know, we would say that the state should be patient. However, when you get into the operations after legislative implementation, there's always tweaks and there's always things that need to be done once you get you get a good understanding of what the market requirements are going to be. So, I think that there's things that could be done just based on practical experience in the field.
Is there a backup plan if electronic pull tabs continue to struggle?
You know, maybe I'm not the best person to ask. You know, all I know is what I read in the newspaper, and there's a lot of stuff in the newspaper and the media about this.
Let me ask, does weather make a difference, John? I mean, you know, we're in kind of a long winter here. Does that play into gambling? You would know that.
Yes, we watch. In fact, I'm a little bit – we have a lot of data that's generated from our system, and I keep a log with weather and daily gambling receipts next to each other. It's a handwritten log that I keep just because I was very interested in the exact same question. Yeah, there is a relationship. You know, when you have a very large snowstorm, you know, people don't go out to the bars. However, if people hear that there's going to be a big snowstorm and they assume that they're not going to be going to work the next day, gambling receipts are up. So it's a very interesting phenomenon and relationship, and I'm going to keep track on it. I'm sure when the weather gets better, gambling receipts will drop.
I have to run to the traffic here right now, as a matter of fact, because of this weather. But in summation, you're feeling that it is growing, and you're feeling more comfortable about it now than you did a few months ago.
I mean, with our product, yes. I feel that we're meeting the expectations of the state, and we look forward to a long and fruitful relationship with charities, bars, and Department of Revenue.
John, appreciate your insight here this morning. John Weaver, the CEO of Express Games. I got to get right back to Josie. We got